Episode 203, As Good as His Word. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midland Fair. Okay. So I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Oh, hi folks. I'll be with you in just one second. The repair guys are just about done fixing that pane of glass that Danny broke.
There you go. Good as new.
Thanks, guys. That looks great.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it looks great?
How's that?
Well, I mean, it's glass. It shouldn't look like anything. It should be clear as, well, something that you can see through.
Yeah, like a windshield.
Or really thin cheese.
I just meant that.
Hey, look, if you're not happy with it, just say the word. We'll take it right back out.
Wouldn't that be a pain?
Wow. And this is a comedy show?
Well, it used to be. Honestly, guys, the window is fine. It's beautiful. It's like it's not there. In fact, it's like you haven't done anything at all. It's like you've charged me thousands of dollars just to stand around and drink coffee all morning.
Well, alrighty then. That's more like it.
Hang on a second. Aren't you Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp from Technorama?
No.
We get mistaken for those knuckleheads all the time.
Come on, Greg. We better get going and cash this check before it bounces.
Yeah, Buck. Besides, I need to update the blog and let everybody know that Clinton still uses Windows 95.
Quick, old chum, to the elevator!
Good timing.
So, this is the observation deck. What idiot put it on the fourth floor?
Excuse us.
Well, look. It's Chuck and Craig from Technorama. Glad to see you two finally have decent jobs.
Look, we're not Chuck and Craig. How many times do I have to say that?
Oh, how about 101 times?
Yep, completely comedy free. Let's go.
Jake, knock it off and get over here.
This had better be important. I'm about to do my show.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Have a seat.
I would, except you don't seem to have any chairs.
Oh, right. I haven't bought a lot of stuff for the office yet. Maybe you could...
Oh, for goodness sake. I'll just bring over one of these crates and use it as a chair.
No, wait. That stuff belongs to the owner of this hotel.
Abby Fallmacher?
Yeah, and I don't think she wants you touching any of it.
What she doesn't know won't hurt you. This big crate marked T should do nicely. There.
All right, then. Sit down.
Fine.
Now, Jake, I wanted to talk to you about your show.
Accolades are not necessary. I know I do a phenomenal job. Tell you what, can we dog-ear this conversation for now?
Actually, your show is kind of irritating.
What?
Oh, I know, shocking, but it's true. Look, listen to this clip from one of your old shows. It's the one you used to co-host with Mimi, remember? On this episode, you claimed you were going to demonstrate how to talk to practically anyone about practically anything.
We'd best get on with it. And remember, this will work in almost any situation. Mimi, you begin.
Who do you think has the best chance in the playoffs?
And you reply, how the heck should I know? I don't follow sports at all. I think it's a ridiculous waste of time, and you couldn't pay me enough to watch it, let alone care about it. Athletes are a bunch of overpaid children, and fans are the inadequate parents who baby them.
That's the rudest thing I've ever heard. Just what kind of insensitive jerk are you?
And you see? Just like that, you've turned the conversation away from the topic which you know nothing about and towards the subject you know the most about. yourself. Well, that just about wraps up this edition of the...
That's horrible.
Of course it is.
Why did I think it was ever a good idea to share my show with that woman?
No, I don't think you get it. Listen to this one.
If you want to make an impact online, there's no better way to do it than with GoDaddy.com. Domain name registration, web hosting, website builders, they've got it all. And if you use the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout, you'll save 10% on your entire order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
What was wrong with that?
Nothing. I just needed to get the sponsorship in somehow.
Look, what are you getting at?
I'd like you to tone it down a bit. You can be a bit acerbic at times.
Ooh, acerbic. How hoity-toity. When did they start using words like that on Playhouse Disney? I'd be impressed if I believed you knew what it meant.
All right, Jake.
Oh, did you join the Facebook Big Person's Word of the Day group? Or maybe you started reading the dictionary. Here's some helpful advice. It's not a novel.
Jake, now look, I want you to do a nice, pleasant commentary. And I want you to do it on one of these topics.
What are these?
The other day, I Twittered that I needed a topic for you, and I got these replies. I want you to pick one of them. For instance, Corey wanted you to talk about the auto industry, but thought the president might fire you. Paul Barry suggested the topic, renting space in your navel for fun and profit, legend or myth?
You can't be serious.
I am, Jake. Let's see. Greg Demetric suggested the merger of Family Guy and Star Trek in this economy. Discuss. Tab suggested a commentary on the decreased use of shoe polish. And Kevin Cummings wanted something about the poor quality of jokes on the Jungle Cruise.
What about that one?
No, this one? It's nothing.
Let me see it.
No, wait.
From Scott Morris. The Chevy HHR. Why it's better than the Chrysler PT Cruiser. Actually, Scott, it isn't.
Okay, Jake, that leaves this one last topic. I want you to take this, and I need you to do a simple, pleasant commentary.
Fine.
And put the box back, please.
And put the box back, please.
While Jake is headed upstairs to his apartment, that gives me a chance to play this message that came in on the super secret phone line.
Hey, Clinton, it's David. I was just finished listening to your last episode. Loved it. And I want you to bring back the table. It rocks. Please bring it back. Bye.
Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. I'm continuing to monitor the virtual table of random things feedback, and I'll have some information for you shortly. Speaking of monitoring things, it's time to monitor Jake. I'll switch you guys up to his apartment.
Are you there, Jake?
Yes.
All right. Remember, I need a nice, pleasant commentary.
That's my view with Jake Filibuster.
Who is that person? So, it would appear that my editorial this time is a request from Scott Veers about zombies in today's society. Oh, I know what you're thinking. This is going to be some hyperbole-filled piece about how we need to panic when it comes to zombies. Or it's going to be another sympathy ploy. Oh, we need to save the Texas Prairie zombie. Not on your life. I think zombies are, for the lack of a better term, a dying breed. They're just all wrong for today's fast-paced society. Let's face it. They're slower than my grandmother's rascal scooter. In reverse. Uphill. I mean, have you ever tried to let one of them cross the street in front of you? Ugh, it's take one step, stop, pick up arm, take one step, stop, put shoulder back in socket. The only thing worse is seeing them at the annual running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. They may as well wear yellow shirts that say speed bump on them. Speaking of which, zombies also lack the fashion sense to make it today. Sure, Zombie Murr's flannel shirt, overalls, and clogs may have looked great in 1998, but wearing the same outfit every single day for over a decade, no matter how torn, dirty, and stinky it is, isn't winning you any points with the living. It will just allow you to go undetected at most sci-fi conventions. Now, lest you think I'm completely anti-zombie, let me tell you that I tried to hire a zombie once. Things were going relatively well until we got to those last few checkboxes. U.S. citizen. Ugh. Check. Male or female? Ugh. Best guess, then. Ugh. Check. Dead or alive? Ugh. I'm sorry, there's no checkbox for undead. Either you're dead or you're alive. Ugh. Look, do you want this job or not? Pick a side and run with it. In the end, I hired an ogre. So I say the days, or nights, of the living dead are numbered. That's my view. I'm Jake Filibuster. There. How was that?
That wasn't what I needed at all.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, but I have good news for you. Giles called from the front desk. Apparently a bunch of your fans are down in the lobby waiting for you.
Oh, they must want my autograph.
No, they said something about brains.
That can't be good. Lucky I have plenty to spare. Now, where is that ogre of mine?
If you want to get in touch with the show, just send an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Theme music, Django-like, generously provided by Brian McRae. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Go there and leave us a great review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.